Louisiana Hotlines, a newsletter of the State Library of Louisiana, Talking Books and Braille Library, Office of Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, Volume 21, Number 2, Spring 2021. Holiday Closings, April 2nd, Easter Holiday, May 31st, Memorial Day. Emergency Office Closures. The Talking Books and Braille Library is a division of the State Library of Louisiana. State office closures due to bad weather in East Baton Rouge Parish apply to the Talking Books and Braille Library. If bad weather closes state offices in East Baton Rouge, please leave only one message on our voicemail, and we will return your calls once staff can safely return to work. Accessible information on COVID-19. For patrons seeking authoritative information about COVID-19 in accessible formats, the Center for Inclusive Design and Innovation, CIDI, at Georgia Tech has produced a number of resources. Subjects include symptoms testing, use of mask, and how to protect your service animal. Materials are available in accessible Word documents, PDF, and hard copy Braille. For more information and to request Braille copies, visit http://cidi.gatech.edu/COVID. Accessible PDFs of 2020 tax documents now available. The IRS has released accessible PDF versions of 2020 tax documents on its website at www.irs.gov/forms-pubs/irs-section-508-compliant-pdf-forms. Hard copy Braille and large print tax documents can be requested by calling 800-829-3676. To receive a copy of your tax notice in Braille or large print, call the Tax Assistance telephone number at 800-829-1040. Some downloadable Braille and large print documents are still being developed. Please watch the main NLS website, https://www.loc.gov/NLS, for updates on when other accessible format tax documents become available from the IRS. New title for Book Talks. Our Book Talk Spring Book Selection will be DB90711, Circe by Madeline Miller. Circe grows up in the court of her father, the sun god Helios. Despised by her parents and others, she falls in love with a mortal who shuns her. When she takes revenge, she is banished. Those who wish her and others harm are transformed into pigs. How to join Book Talks. We hold our book discussions via an email discussion list. Members comment on the book by sending an email to the discussion list. All members then see the comments and have the ability to respond by email to the group. If you want to join our discussion group, go to http://pelicanstate.lib.la.us/mailman/listinfo/tbblbooktalks and create an account by entering your name. Make sure to put your name so we can verify you. Email address and make up a password, or, as always, you can call your reader advisor. Book Talks Book Club. If you join Book Talks, we will add you to our mailing list and automatically send you a digital book copy of the newest selection. I hope that this will make it more convenient to read the book and participate in the discussion. 2021 Adult Summer Reading Program. The TBBL 2021 Adult Summer Reading Program will start May 1, 2021, and will run through August 31st. The theme this year is Tales and Tales. If you complete the program by reading 20 books, you will be entered into a drawing to win a set of headphones. To sign up, simply contact your reader advisor and start reading. If you would like, we will mail you a reading log to keep track of the books you have read. Once you have read 20 books, call your reader advisor to let them know, and your name will be entered into the drawing for a set of headphones that will work with your NLS digital book reader. If you have a reading log, you can return it to us by mail or call to give us the list over the phone. Audiobooks, Braille, large print books, and audio magazines all count. If you need any reading suggestions, please ask us. We are happy to help. One entry per person. We will choose 30 lucky winners from the list of those who have read at least 20 books. Headphones are provided by the Jones Foundation. New iPhone feature detects nearby people. Patrons who use iOS devices may benefit from a recent update to the built-in magnifier app, which uses audible or haptic feedback to inform users of nearby people. The new people detection feature also measures how far away people are, allowing users to maintain social distance or simply to navigate crowded surroundings. It works on the iPhone 12 Pro, iPhone 12 Pro Max, 12.9-inch iPad Pro, 4th generation, and 11-inch iPad Pro, 2nd generation, when running iOS 14.2 or later. For more information, visit https://support.apple.com/guide/iPhone/people-detection-IPH41BDFE6C7/iOS. The recently released NLS Guide to GPS and Wayfinding Apps, available at www.loc.gov/nls/resources/general-resources-on-disabilities/gps-and-wayfinding-apps. Offers other software suggestions for navigating your environment. Braille or large print copies can be requested from your cooperating network library. New audio description app launched. Charter Communications recently released Spectrum Access, a free iOS app that enables customers to play audio descriptions directly from their phone or tablet. The app uses the device's microphone to identify where the user is in a movie or TV show and then plays the corresponding file in parallel. It is currently compatible with more than 400 movies and shows. For more information, visit https://apple.com/us/app/spectrum-access-enabled-media/id14921828276. New version of Bard Mobile for iOS. NLS is releasing a new version of Bard Mobile iOS that will support iOS 11 through iOS 14. Version 1.4 also includes two configurable audio settings, automatic start playback and automatic 5-second rewind. Automatic start playback allows users to launch playback of titles without having to manually select the play button. Downloaded titles will immediately play when selected from the bookshelf, Get Books, or Recently Read. Automatic 5-second rewind will rewind content from where the user last left off when restarting titles from the bookshelf or recently read list. Content paused and restarted from the Now Reading screen, however, will resume where the user left off and will not automatically rewind. Bard Mobile iOS users can identify the version running on their devices by checking Settings. The version number is in the bottom left corner. Users who have enabled app updates for the App Store in their phone settings will get version 1.4 seamlessly, while others will need to manually update Bard Mobile iOS through the App Store. For more information on these features, bug fixes, and more, consult the Bard Mobile iOS release notes in the version history on the App Store. https://apps.apple.com/us/app/bard-mobile/id705229586 or the iOS user manual https://nlsbard.loc.gov/apidocs/bard-mobile.userguide.ios.1.4.html. Joyful Reading Recommendations for the Spring by Sneha Padamane. DB83448, Readers of Broken Wheel Recommended by Katarina Bivald. After Swedish immigrant Sarah loses her bookstore, she decides to visit her pen pal Amy in the small Iowa town of Broken Wheel. She arrives only to find that Amy has recently died. Sarah decides to stay on and open a bookstore in her friend's memory. DB87391, The Little Book of Hygge, Danish Secrets to Happy Living by Mike Viking. The Danes are known as being extraordinarily happy people, and the author, CEO of the Happiness Research Institute, has rounded up some of the reasons why. Includes Danish habits and behaviors that promote hygge, which translates as a sense of comfort, togetherness, and well-being. DB91740, Attachments by Rainbow Rowell. Lincoln O'Neill never realized his IT security officer job at the newspaper would mostly be monitoring employee email. When he started reading the hilarious emails Beth Fremont exchanged with her friend Jennifer, he should have sent them a warning memo, but instead he fell in love. DB53926, All Creatures Great and Small by James Herriot. An English veterinarian reminisces about his work in Yorkshire that began in 1937 when he was fresh out of school. He recalls tending to the farm and house animals and comforting people whose pets died. DB70275, The Happiness Project by Gretchen Rubin. Author's personal reflections on a monthly plan to improve her quality of life by the end of 1 year. Analyzes missteps, challenges, and successes in reaching her goals and shares the often unexpected lessons she learned. Free courses for professionals supporting needs of the deaf blind. Due to the impact of COVID-19, the Helen Keller National Center, HKNC, is offering online courses free of charge to professionals supporting the needs of individuals who are deaf blind. Continuing Education Credits, CEUs, are available with many of the courses. Access the HKNC class catalog by going to https://www.helenkeller.org/hknc/available-classes. All courses are asynchronous and designed to learn at the student's own pace. For further information on online course codes and registration, contact the HKNC Region 6 assistant, Brenda Baroncelli, at brenda.baroncelli@hknc.org. NLS celebrates 90th anniversary. Jazz pianist Matthew Whitaker performed a virtual concert on March 3, 2021, kicking off a year-long commemoration of NLS's 90th anniversary. Whitaker, who has been blind since birth, is a recipient of the ASCAP Foundation Herb Albert Young Jazz Composer Award for 2020 and an NLS patron who has used the music section's accessible scores and Braille reading materials throughout his award-winning music career. Whitaker's performance was broadcast online and followed up by a live-streamed interview conducted by NLS Director Karen Kinniger. The event is available on the NLS Library YouTube page at www.youtube.com/Library of Congress and will remain available on that platform for 2 years. The concert is the first of many upcoming programs planned in 2021, celebrating the services provided by NLS since passage of the Pratt-Smoot Act on March 3, 1931. This event highlights the NLS Music Section's work in providing patrons with direct access to the largest collection of Braille audio and large print music materials in the world. For more information about the concert and other upcoming programs celebrating the 90th anniversary of the National Library Service, follow NLS on Facebook at www.facebook.com/thatallmayread or check out the Library of Congress events page at loc.gov/events. Or the NLS Music Notes blog at https://blogs.loc.gov/nls-music-notes. Talking Books and Braille Library 2021 Biannual Survey. To help us better serve you, please call your reader advisor to take the survey over the phone. To complete the survey online, visit https://www.surveymonkey.com/r/2021tbbl. Books and Beyond, a section for children and teens. Summer Reading Program 2021. Tales and Tales is the 2021 Summer Reading Program slogan, and the theme is all about animals. TBBL will offer 4 youth programs, Children's, Teens, Teen STEM, and Read to Me. Invitations will be mailed out April 20th, and the program begins May 1st, 2021. A gracious thank you to the Jones Foundation for providing this year's Summer Reading Program prizes. From Crib to Crayons. The TBBL Early Literacy Program From Crib to Crayons will start its 4th year on June 1, 2021. Designed for children ages 0 to 6, 6 literacy packets will be sent throughout the year to children and their parents. Each bi-monthly kit will be themed to focus on one of 6 early literacy skills: print awareness, phonological awareness, print play motivation, letter knowledge, narrative skills, and vocabulary. Invitations will be mailed out May 15, 2021. For more information, contact the Children's and Teen Services Librarian Charlene Moore at 225-342-9563, TBBL Kids at slol.lib.la.us. This program is made possible through the generous support of the Jones Foundation. Brailing services provided this year through the Louisiana Accessible Educational Materials Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired. New dates for Bell Academy. The National Federation of the Blind is offering 3 virtual programs of the NFB Bell Academy this summer to prepare blind and low vision children to grow into confident and independent blind people by enhancing their education. Options are available for beginner, intermediate, and advanced students for the following dates: June 7th through 18th, July 19th through 30th, and August 9th through 20th, 2021. NFB Bell Academy, an annual summer program, is for blind and low vision children ages 4 through 12 who do not receive enough Braille and non-visual skills instruction in school. Students must apply through the website at www.nfb.org/programs-services/nfb-bell-academy. To learn more about the NFB of Louisiana Bell Academy, contact the Louisiana Bell Academy Coordinator, Crystal Guillory, by email at kguillory@louisianacenter.org or call 318-245-8955. Lego Braille Bricks are here. Lego Braille Bricks toolkits from the Lego Foundation and the American Printing House for the Blind are now available through the Louisiana Accessible Educational Materials Center, LAAEM. The bricks are designed to teach Braille to children who are blind or have a visual impairment. Each brick retains the iconic Lego form, but unlike a regular Lego brick, the studs are arranged to correspond to numbers and letters in the Braille alphabet. Each brick shows the printed version of the number or letter, allowing both blind and sighted to learn and play together while teaching Braille in an enjoyable, tactile way. The toolkits are free of charge to select institutions, schools, and services catering to the education of blind and visually impaired children. Families are also eligible. Every toolkit contains 300 bricks in the 5 basic Lego colors, 3 base plates, and a brick separator. The box cover shows a helpful overview of the alphabet, numbers, and symbols. For ordering information, please contact LAAEM Coordinator Robin King. Email robin@ssdla-aem.org or phone 225-757-3477. Books with Lego Bricks. Either these titles focus on popular facts about or offer stories related to the popular building blocks. The Star Wars series by Emma Grange for grades K through 3. DBC-00349, Lego Star Wars, A New Hope. DBC-00350, Lego Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. DBC-00351, Lego Star Wars Return of the Jedi. LP-25599, The Ultimate Lego Book by the Lego Group. DB-78448, The Lego Movie Junior Novel by Kate Howard for grades 3 through 6. DB-95975, From an Idea by Loie Bundy Sickle for grades 4 through 7, BR-22168, DB-89635, The Stars Beneath Our Feet by David Barclay Moore for grades 5 through 8, LP-22553, Lego Toys by Chris Hirschman, Young Adult Interest, DB-83778, What If? Serious Scientific Answers to Absurd Hypothetical Questions by Randall Monroe, Young Adult Interest. Angola Prison Braille Transcription Program. LAAEM, Louisiana Accessible Educational Materials, and the Louisiana Department of Corrections collaborated in 2020 to create a Braille transcription training program. Currently, 25 offenders at Angola are working on earning UEB certification offered through the National Federation for the Blind, NFB, and the Library of Congress. It takes 2 years to complete certification. The program's goal is to build the state's capacity to provide high-quality Braille materials for students in Louisiana. TBBL's young patrons benefit from these transcription services during the summer reading and early literacy programs. For more information, visit their blog at www.ssdla-aem.org/Louisiana-Braille-Prison-Program. support our TBBL Friends organization. The Jones Foundation acknowledges the following donors for their generous contributions: Mr. and Mrs. John Hill, in memory of Bobby Stanley, Charles Cahayo, Joseph Angier, Frank Leonard, Sarah Munson, Charles Ray Corcoran, Catherine Spott Dotson, Glenn Timmons. Since 1981, the Mrs. W. Carruth Jones Foundation has acted as a friends group for the Talking Books and Braille Library in the State Library of Louisiana. It provides a mechanism for accepting donations to enhance and support services to the blind and physically handicapped community statewide. It directly supplements the programs and initiatives of TBBL within the State Library. It is a primary sponsor of the State Library's large print collection, TBBL's Summer Reading Program, Staff Enrichment, and Early Literacy Program. To contribute, make checks payable to the Foundation and mail to the following address: Mrs. W. Carruth Jones Foundation, 1131 North River Road, Port Allen, Louisiana, 70767. All donations are tax deductible. Anyone who makes a donation receives a 1-year membership to the Jones Foundation. For meeting information, call Sheila Coleman at 225-342-4942. TBBL Directory. Library Address: Talking Books and Braille Library, 701 North 4th Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802. Phone numbers: Baton Rouge, 225-342-0035. Statewide, 1-800-543-4702. Fax, 225-342-6817. Special Services: Music Section, 800-424-8567. Braille Service, 800-453-4293. Email tbbl@state.lib.la.us, tbblkids@state.lib.la.us. Walk-in hours, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Phone and email hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Library services: audio books and magazines, braille books and magazines, large print books and big books, online catalog, BARD download service, BARD mobile apps, newspaper reading service. Eligibility: any Louisiana resident who is unable to read or use standard print materials as a result of a temporary or permanent visual or physical limitation is eligible to receive free library services. Special format library materials are loaned to qualified patrons by Talking Books and Braille Library, State Library of Louisiana, Office of the Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, supported in part by funding from the Institute of Museum and Library Services.